Be'ez Hashem Mizbech, we begin paragraph V, the fourth chapter in the Rambam Sechas Ma'ashrein, the laws of the second type in the Sefer Zeroyim, where in this part the Rambam discusses regarding how to redeem the Ma'aser Sheni and how to deconsecrate it. As Rambam begins Halacha Alef regarding the pidyon and the chilul, the redemption and the deconsecration, on monies or on produce. Haroitza lifta is peris Ma'aser Sheni. If someone wants to redeem the produce of Ma'aser Sheni, meaning it's very difficult for him to take up to Yerushalayim, and he wants to take it up in a smaller, more compact way, so he redeems them onto monies. Vaymani says, let these monies be in place of this produce. Or let these produce be deconsecrated on these monies. Now, let's say he didn't specify, he just separated the monies in place of the produce. So it's sufficient. He doesn't have to specify. The yatsa peris lechulin, and the produce becomes deconsecrated. The yala hamoyt liyushalayim, and he brings up the money to Yerushalayim. The yitzim sham, and he expends them over the shem, like it says in the pasuk in the Devarim. Chiyir b'mucha derech, if the road's going to be too difficult for you to go ahead and carry all your produce, kilei suchel seisik, because you can't carry it, then you mechal that onto money. Halacha beis b'chen rotzel lechal peris hamaisa al peris acheris. Let's also, if you want to deconsecrate your produce of maaser onto other produce. So yala peris hashnias, so you bring up those secondary produce. V'yachol b'sham, and they're eating in Yerushalayim. But you cannot deconsecrate from one species onto another species. And not from something that's higher quality to inferior quality of a fellow Eisman, even the same species. If one did deconsecrate, it will be after the fact considered as deconsecrated. Now, Lacha Gimel Ramakot is regarding the bracha that one makes when one does the pidyon. The one who redeems the second type of mevarchi makes a bracha. He who commanded us in his commandments, v'tzivanu al pidyon meister sheni, and commanded us on the redemption of the second type. Now, v'mechilan al peris acheres, let's say he deconsecrated to other produce, oy, shechil mois al peris, oy, he actually went and deconsecrated monies onto produce, the other way. Mavarch al chil meister sheni, then the blessing is on the deconsecration of meister sheni. Now, v'apoido e mechal meister sheni shal demai, if someone redeems or deconsecrates meister sheni of demai, which is only a suffix, in the sach bracha, that does not require a bracha. Halacha dal, drama continues regarding that the redemption of the meister has to be in an honorable way. When you redeem the meiser, you don't redeem it for the purposes of meiser, rather for the purposes of what it's going to become is deconsecrated. Meaning, that we say, how much are these produce of chulin worth, which that is something that has fetches a higher price than meiser sheni in relation to its market value. And the Af Bishakol Yoidin Shein Meiser, although everyone knows that this is meiser sheni produce, but the reason why you say it is Kadesh Lezbaz, it shouldn't be a disgrace when you're selling this Ma'aser Sheni produce, when you're using it as redeeming it. Because you have to know the value to deconsecrate onto the monies. Halacha Dram continues regarding the different ways of being machal, these funds of Ma'aser. So, in machal and mois Ma'aser Sheni, you cannot deconsecrate the funds of Ma'aser Sheni, which you have it already in monies, al mois acheres onto other monies. Bein shayu elu be'elu kesef, whether both were silver, or elu nechesh, whether both were copper, or if the first one was silver and the second one was copper, which that is what of a chiddush, because copper at least is more easily usable than at least in the market than that of silver. Or if let's say the first ones were copper and the second ones were silver, which is more chashiv and it also doesn't rust, even so, one's not supposed to be mechal monies onto monies. But if someone did violate this and he deconsecrated, and after the fact it will be considered as deconsecrated. Halach above, now, Eimachalin, one does not deconsecrate out of Yerushalayim, the Mo'is, Meiser Alaperis, the funds that you had taken from the Meiser Sheni produce onto monies, you cannot deconsecrate those monies onto produce out of Yerushalayim. Obviously, in Yerushalayim, that's what you do, you buy produce, whatever, but not out of Yerushalayim. Now, V'mechil, if one did deconsecrate the funds onto produce, Yalla Peris, V'yachal B'shalayim, then you bring up those produce and you eat that in Yerushalayim. But, V'lechalim al Behem Achai V'oev Chai, and you do not deconsecrate onto a living domestic or wild animal or birds. And in this case, if one did deconsecrate, the meiser did not acquire it. In other words, the chacham actually removed the acquisition of the animal, that meiser should not take effect on it, and therefore the sanctity remains on the monies. And the reason for that is, because if the sanctity of meiser takes effect on the living animals, one might have flocks and flocks of all these animals, which obviously could be a problem because meiser sheni has certain limitations. Now, but if let's say one deconsecrated onto slaughtered behemachayv alayv, harem kashar peris, then it's just like all other produce, and v'yal v'yachol b'shalim, then you take up that and you eat it in Yerushalayim, v'yetzal ma'aschul, and then the monies will go out and to be considered as chulun. Now, halacha zayin b'shasa tchak, in a pressing situation. Although we said before, one is not machal monies on monies, but in a pressing situation, mutal chal moiz hakes of ashram nechreshes, you could deconsecrate the silver monies of Maizer Sheni on the copper monies, because it's more easily usable in the marketplace, and therefore, in a pressing situation, they allowed that. Now, lo sheikankin, not that it should mean like that, because that's disgraceful that Maizer Sheni of kesef should be disgraced and to be lowered to copper and to remain like that. Moreover, copper rust, until the person has an opportunity, that he'll go back and deconsecrate those copper monies back onto silver monies. However, regarding the second type of demai, which was produce that was purchased from Ma'aretz, we're not sure if he separated or not, so then out of doubt we separate Ma'aretz Hasheni. So then, Machal Noisa Lekitchila, that initially allowed it to deconsecrate Kesav al Kesav, silver coins onto silver coins, of Kesav al Nechashis, silver coins onto copper coins, Nechashis al Nechashis, copper coins onto copper coins, Nechashis al Paris, and copper coins onto produce. But the Yalu Oisin al Paris, Rachel Basham, but those produce itself, one has to go ahead and take it up to Yerushalayim. Lochates, Ram tells us regarding different ways of redeeming the produce of Meister Sheni. What are the ways that it's permitted? So, ein poydin peiris meister ila b'kesef. One is not allowed to redeem the produce of Meister Sheni only with silver. In other words, if you're redeeming onto coins, it's got to be silver. But of course, as we said in Halacha Beis, you're allowed to redeem it onto other peiris. But if it's on money, it has to be silver coins. Shemak says in the pasuk in the bottom, but sarta hakesef, you're going to bind the silver coin. V'chinim padel la'atzmai, so too if you're redeeming for yourself, v'haysev chaymish, and then when the owner redeems it, he has to add on the fifth. Then the fifth also has to be with silver, like the principle. And the ain point my kesef and shayna matbea. But although it's silver, you cannot redeem it silver if it's not a coin. Ela b'kesef mafutach sheish lo b'tzura k'tzav has to be that of an engraved silver coin that has either an image or some writing. Shem, like it says in the pasuk, b'tzarta kesef. So although it literally means to say that you should bind, but it means something that has a tzura, which has to have a form like a coin. V'impad b'loshin shal kesef. But if you redeem with a thread of silver, or something similar like that. That's called asimon, which is a unminted coin. You haven't done anything, because it has to be with sarta. And vein paidin pachas mepruta. You cannot redeem if it's worth less than a pruta. In other words, what it has to mean is a pruta is not silver, but it means, let's say you redeem maisa sheni that's worth many prutas on many silver coins, where it comes out that the value of each one is only going to be less than a pruta, then you're not allowed to make that redemption. That's essentially like redeeming on asimon, because it has to have at least a minimum of a pruta, which is that of a silver coin that at least has the value of a pruta. Halacha Yad Ram continues regarding the monies of the redemption that has to have the utility. Meaning, in paidim matbeya, you cannot redeem with a coin, she'eni yitza b'yisa man or b'yisa makam, that it's not usable, it's not expendable in that time and in that place. Krishna says in the pasuk, "V'nasata kesef b'chalash tab nafshecha," that you'll use the monies that you deconsecrated for whatever your heart's desires, which obviously means actually you roll it on until you could go ahead and use it. It's used in the markets. Now, but if it's not, then it can't use it as a pidyon. Now, regarding the coins of the earlier kings from previous generations, if it goes out based on their names, again, if it's usable, if people use it as an official currency, then you could redeem with that. A person is not allowed to redeem with funds, with monies, that's not in his domain. For example, let's say his purse fell into the Mediterranean. It's not in your possession. You're not allowed to redeem with it. Shemit says in the pasuk, that you're going to bind the money, the silver, in your hands, meaning it has to be in your possession. But let's say his wallet fell into a pit. Let's say he could take it out. It's just right on the bottom of the pit. But he could redeem with it. That's considered like in the person's possession. Now, let's say someone was traveling on the road. He has his money in his hands. The Amos book connected, and there's a bandit that's coming opposite him. Now, it depends. If he could save the monies, he could save himself, albeit under duress, under a difficult situation, but it's possible he could save it. So, then it's considered like still in his possession, and he could redeem the produce that he has in his house, although in a few moments he might get mugged. But from love, let's say it's impossible. He knows for sure that there's no way he'll be able to hold on to this money when he passes this person in the moment. And V'ami says, okay, he realizes he's losing this money. He says, pay Rishesh, let me take Basi. The produce I have in my house, Mughulon Amasallah, let it be deconsecrated. These monies, let that Ganav take this, will be Meister Sheni funds. Let Mekomi hasn't said anything. That's not a valid deconsecration. Halachi Yad Gimel, Hamanich Mois. If someone leaves monies, liyas mechal lein meister sheni, to be used as to deconsecrate in the meister sheni, so he has a whole farm going on, and he has in a drawer, a bunch of money, and he says, you know, I'll leave that to deconsecrate whatever meister sheni I have on. Sariza paidman, so he could redeem on those monies, but chazakashen kayamin, relying that the money is still around. But Metzan Shabdu, let's say he comes back and he realizes that the money is lost. I'm afraid he has to be concerned that for whatever he redeemed retroactively since the last time he checked, he has to suspect that it wasn't considered as redeemed. Let's say someone was standing in Tveria. And he has Babylonian money in Babylon. So that's not considered the money in his possession, and he cannot go ahead and deconsecrate on them. But let's say he was in Tveria, and he might be a Tveria bubble, and he has Tverian money. But just that money is in bubble. Machanalim, that he could use for where he is in Tveria with the Tveria money, although it's in bubble, that he could use to deconsecrate. And then Machin could spend anything like something like that. Again, if it's the money of where he is, but just somewhere else. But if it's somewhere else, and it's money of somewhere else, then he cannot use that money to be Machal. Halakha as well, the Rambam discussed regarding redeeming in different timings. Ha'ima, let's say someone says, Maisa Sheni, let's say second tithe, be Machul al Sela, be deconsecrated on the coin, shetala b'yodi mekizeh, that will come out in my hand from this purse, from this wallet, where he has a few coins over there. Doesn't know which one is going to be. Whichever one is going to be, let it be deconsecrated on that one. Or let's say he says, I'll sell a she'efret medina zavizeh. He says that he has a golden coin. He's going to go to the money change. He's going to change it for smaller coins. He'll have slime. The seller that he'll change in from this golden coin should be used to be machal the ma'aseh sheni funds. Or let's say he says, Al punyan she'efret misela zel. Let's say he's going to go ahead and exchange this seller and he's going to have punyan, which is a smaller currency than seller. So harizachil. So when that takes effect, when he gets that coin, that seller, or whatever it is, that punyan, then the chil will take effect. And v'sala she'tal b'yodin, and therefore the coin that he'll end up taking out of his purse, or she'efret, that he'll exchange, tei meiser, will be meiser. Look at the design. Let's say Omar says, Hari meiser mechul al seller she'is b'yad b'ni. Let's say, I want the meiser that I have to be deconsecrated on the coin that I know was in my son's hand. Loi chil, it's not going to be a valid chil. Why? Maybe it wasn't in his hand at that time. He knows an hour ago it was in the son's hand, but maybe when he's doing it, the son doesn't have it, and therefore it's not a valid chil. Let's say someone redeems the meiser sheni before he even separates the meiser sheni. For example, let's say he says, meiser sheni shall peris elu, the meiser sheni of this produce, which is now tevel, padim mois elu, is redeemed with these monies. Loi maklum, he hasn't said anything. And v'lo kavah meiser, he has not, because he hasn't established him what the meiser sheni is. Avam kavah v'amav, let's say he established and he said, meiser sheni shalahan, oh, the meiser sheni of this produce is b'tzavon abedarim, is in the north of the south of the pile, and that should be mechul al mois elu, should be the consequence of these monies. Okay, I raise the padit, then that's going to be considered as redeemed. Look at Dan Ram continues regarding leniencies regarding the redemption, which goes according to the lower market value. So halacha is, kishapayit meiser sheni, when you redeem the second tithe, you have to redeem it according to its actual value. But the yeshli lift is b'shahazel. You could redeem it according to the cheaper market value. What does that mean? Like the storekeeper, when he buys, not the way he charges when he sells. So that value is depending if it's incoming or outgoing. So when he's purchasing, he's obviously buying for a cheaper price than when he's selling. It's that market value that you could consider the produce to have to shell out to deconsecrate that into the funds. And similarly, v'nois na mois, if someone's giving the monies of chulin for the deconsecration of a coin of meiser sheni, so that's k'meish al shalchuni pirate. That's how the money changer, where he gets the seller and he gives money for that, where he's giving obviously less than the value. Not how much he's charging, meaning when he's giving the coin and he's getting the monies for that, where he's actually getting more. Again, we go by the cheaper one. That's a leniency we have here for the pidyon. Now, vim over upon the shava money beprudu. But let's say someone went and he actually violated, he redeemed something of meiser sheni produce that's worth a mana for a pruta, which is a huge discrepancy. Let's say he deconsecrated something worth a mana on something that's worth only a pruta. So then, harizah mechul, after the fact, it will be considered deconsecrated, because meiser sheni shouldn't be more severe than hektish, which the halacha of hektish is, that even if you say take something that's very, very valuable and deconsecrated on the shava pruta, it's going to be mechul, so it will be here by meiser sheni. Let's say the coin was missing a sixth because of its constant usage, it gets worn out a little bit. So it's missing a sixth, or less than a sixth. If it was in use, in circulation, under extreme circumstances, but if the pressing need was, it's used. So then you could even initially go ahead and use to deconsecrate produce worth a seller on that coin of a seller, even though it's up to a sixth worth of its less of its value. And you don't have to be concerned with that. Now, let's say pod the besela. Let's say someone redeems with a coin with the presumption that it's complete. V'nim tzisrah, and turns out that it's inferior, where it's missing a sixth. So yechlefen, then the person should go ahead and deconsecrate the inferior coin on a intact whole coin. Allah Chav D'Ram continues regarding the precision that's necessary for the evaluation of ma'aser, and also that the redemption has to be according to the value, how it is in the place where you're redeeming. So, in point ma'aser sheni achsara, one does not go ahead and redeem the second tithe by just estimating. Rather, you have to be precise in the measurement of mishkala or in the weight, but then you give its monetary value. Now, im hayyudam of yudum, but let's say its price, its value is well known, then you put al piyach, and then you can do it even through one person. But v'mdavish ein dam v'idum, let's say it's something that's not a well-known market value. Kugoyin yain shahiskal hacham, it's like wine which is starting to sour. Where regular wine, everyone knows, but when it's starting to sour, so the price is starting to change, it's not well-known exactly how much. Or peir shekivo, regarding produce that's starting to rot. Like moish shaklido, or have money that's starting to get rusty. Then you put up pig gimel tagarm. Then you have to redeem it based on three merchants. Now, but it could be that even one of them is a Gentile or the owner of the Meiser himself. And the fellow Isher Shtei Nashim paid an alpim. Even the man and his two wives could redeem it based on there being three people. More of another related halach is, we force the owner of the Meiser Rishon to give the opening bid regarding redeeming the Meiser, because the owner has to give a fifth, whereas every other person doesn't have to add a fifth to the Meiser Sheni. And this is true, it applies to Meiser Sheni more than Hekdash, that we force the owner to give the opening bid. Locha Falaf, Im Alichin Peres Meiser, we do not transport the produce of Meiser Sheni Mimakum Lamakum from one place to another place, Lipdaisim Sham, to redeem it over there, even if we're going from a cheaper place to a more expensive place where you can get a higher price, because maybe it's going to go down in the place where you're taking it to. Now, let's say someone did transport the Meiser Sheni from a place where the price is higher to a place where the price is lower. Oh, or if you're going from a place where the price is lower to a place where the price is higher, you're going to redeem it according to the place where it is when it's being redeemed. Now, if it was demai, which we have certain leniencies by demai, then you'll redeem it according to whichever place was cheaper, since ultimately you had an opportunity to sell it by the cheaper price, it had been in that place, so you could redeem it according to that value, that cheaper value. Halach of Beis, how you live pay is Meiser Sheni begurin. Let someone had produce of Meiser Sheni in the granary. V'hoitzi alim yitzias mi beisai, and he expended a lot of expenses. At shehevi in le'ir, until he brought it to the city. V'shbicha nifra, now it increased in value. Poyed dikashah ha'ir, he has to redeem it according to the value of the city, meaning according to the higher price which it fetches in the city. And v'hifsid yitziasim, and he loses his expenses. And the reason for that is because as long as he didn't redeem the payers, it's considered in the domain of Meiser Sheni. And he has an obligation to bring it up to Yerushalayim on his own expenses without removing and diminishing any of the Meiser Sheni from that. So it's no difference if he brings it to Yerushalayim straight or through some other circuitous route, and therefore he brings it from the granary to the city or from a place which is Mokam Zol and Mokam Yiker, it's going to be like bringing up payers to Yerushalayim, and therefore that loss is his from the expenses that he paid.